You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm so excited for today's episode because it's kind of a special day. Today is Mother's Day. And I really want to send tribute out to all those amazing women out there who are making a difference in the lives of kids every day. Whether you have given birth to children, whether you're raising someone else's kids, or you have just been an inspiration in so many kids' lives. I have so many friends who have been teachers. I have seen so many women out there who have really contributed to life in a big way and helping all those amazing kids get the love and support that they need. Whether or not you have had those kids on your own or you're just helping others, I believe it takes a village to raise these kids. So I want to send that tribute out there to all of the amazing women in this world today. And I consider myself, you know, in that same group of women. And I think we need to celebrate ourselves. I think we need to give ourselves permission to celebrate, give ourselves permission to heal our past so that we can live our very best lives that we can. Now, I know for me, Mother's Day in the past has been a day where I really chose to beat myself up. I have really went over all my woes of life, all the things that I've done wrong as a wife and a mom, as a woman, really. And I want to change that for you today. I want to give you a different perspective of it. I want to allow you to step out of shame and allow you to see the goodness in life, the good things that we do. We can be so hard on ourselves. We can judge ourselves in such a harsh way. And it isn't needed. It truly isn't needed. Because I know that at any given time in my life, I have done the very best that I knew how at the time. And I know that same thing for you. So today I really want to talk about mom shame, but I want to talk about just shame in general and how we can step out of it to really live our best life. Because I know as women, we do a really good job at shaming ourselves and we allow ourselves to get triggered by other people because we feel like we're not good enough. We're not doing enough. And so when things are said or people make comments, you know, it's easy to get all triggered up. So I want to talk about this today. And talk about it in a way that is easy to understand. We all go through periods of shame. We all can feel shame. We all can walk out of our house on every given day, especially as moms, and someone goes, "Oh my gosh, where's your kid's coat?" And you're like, "I'm the worst mom in the world. I forgot my child's coat." We do it every single day. I've done it. I have felt that. I have felt that shame. You know, you're feeding your kids some sugary snack and somebody's like, "Oh my gosh, you let your kids have sugar." It's everywhere. It's like we can't even get away from it. But I want to help you see today that honestly, those triggers are all about the wounds inside of us. And there's some things at the end that I want to help you understand why people do what they do. And I know that it has helped me to step out of that shame. So first of all, why does it hurt so much? Because shame is a big deal. It seems that everyone has an opinion and they know the best way, especially when it comes to raising kids. You know, everybody's like, "Oh my gosh, I would never do that." And everybody seems to want to share their opinion. If any of you have become new moms, the opinions, oh my gosh, you know, it's like everybody has a way of how we're supposed to coddle the baby or we're supposed to hold the baby or not hold the baby or how you change a baby's diaper, or how you dress them, how many times you should bathe them. You know, this is just the beginning years of really being a mom. And as you get older, it doesn't really change much. Everybody seems to have an opinion. And it's funny, I have raised 4 kids. I wouldn't say, you know, they're all adults now, but I still feel like to a point we still you know, we're always kind of a mom. I told my husband the other day, I said, it's nice to kind of have adult kids that I'm not responsible for. And he laughs and he's like, really, Judah? He's like, I just think it changes. It's just different. And it does. And every step along the way, it changes. You know, I have been that new mom. I have been that early mom, you know, when trying to get kids to go to school and, you know, those early years of, you know, teaching them and doing homework and reading to them every night and doing all those things. I've been the teenage mom. My gosh, that one was hard for me. I struggled with the teenage years. And I'm now the adult mom. And so I feel like that I can talk about this in a way because I've walked the walk. You know, I've raised four kids. It hasn't been perfect. It was ugly at times. It didn't feel like, you know, and I've shamed myself. I've had other people shame me. So I really want to talk about, you know, why that shame hurts so bad, because it does, it stings and it sucks. But here's some deals. So why does the shame hurt so bad? Simply, it's because we're triggered by the remarks from what people say because of our past. So if we have felt that shame in the past, if we've felt that judgment from people, anytime somebody comes and says something about something that we're doing, it's going to trigger you up and you're going to want to defend yourself. You're going to want to scream and yell and tell them to probably some very, not very nice things, but it doesn't have to be that way. So simply when you're triggered by the remarks because of your past, you feel that judgment and it triggers you. Because of your childhood, but it doesn't have to be that way. So some of the triggers that we can have is a childhood trauma. If you felt like you were neglected when you were a child, this can trigger you up anytime someone says something. If you have felt the judgment from your parents, or this is a big one, if you were publicly shamed. Now that can be like in a family setting, that can be, you know, even maybe just in front of both of your parents, when we feel that publicly shamed. Or if you were bullied and shamed in front of school, or in front of people at your school, or, you know, in places like that. I have seen people like shamed in the religious, you know, they publicly shame them, say things about them. This brings up a lot of shame. This brings up a lot of trauma. And especially if it happens in your childhood, not that it's any different in the adulthood. I've been shamed as an adult as well. And that sucks just as bad. Like, but we can, anytime things like that happens, it creates a wound in there that festers. And unless we do something about it, anytime something like this comes up, we're going to go back to this place of we're not good enough. We're not showing up enough. They're right. I'm just not a good mom. They're right. I can't tell you how many nights I went to bed crying as a mom, just feeling like the worst piece of shit mom on the face of the planet. And to me, that is unfair. You know, we're judging ourselves by one situation, by one, you know, you blew up one time. You're judging your whole life, your whole, we'll call it your career, by one moment in time. And how unfair is that to us? You know, that's like saying this moment right now is the everything. And that anything you do from this point on doesn't matter. And that's not true. That isn't true. It's an accumulation of every day. We learn every day. We're growing every day. And we need to allow ourselves the space to do that. So any abandonment issues, if you felt that you were not loved enough, if you are spending your days proving that you're good enough to other people, anytime that someone says something about you not being good enough, that's going to trigger you up. That is going to bring up these feelings of shame and not good enough, and it's going to cause some issues inside. If you were bullied as a kid or as an adult, maybe by your parents, maybe by kids at school, anytime bullying is present, you're going to struggle. You're going to have a hard time. Those leave wounds behind that we need to work on and we need to heal. Any failures, anytime we felt like we have been a failure and not good enough, rejections from others, these brings on all these feelings of low self-esteem. So really what we're talking about here is it all comes down to one thing. I've said it a million times, that healing really comes down to what we feel we are worthy of. And when we have issues, when we're triggered, it's because we don't feel like that we match up or that we're good enough. There are more, but these are the ones that I thought of today while I was getting ready for this podcast. And when we bring these things up, like I've talked about, we feel like we have to defend ourselves. And then that shame gremlin comes in once again. And, you know, I know in my life, I can think of a couple of specific experiences where I have been so publicly humiliated and shamed that I literally locked myself in my bedroom for a couple of days. And this was before I understood what all this meant. This is before I understood a lot of what I'm teaching you today. And I wish I would have had those tools then, because I know that I would have handled those situations much differently. I've had to do a lot of healing around a lot of those situations because I felt like it came back to my worth as a person, and that simply wasn't true. That simply wasn't true. And because of my childhood wounds, though, that's where I went with it. And the me today would tell those people to take it and shove it up their ass, and I literally would. But the me back then did not have the courage or the strength to do that. And I've had to deal with that as well. Sometimes there's forgiveness that needs to come in for ourselves, and we can talk about that. So this shame really sucks, and it is that feeling of being less than in the eyes of others. And when we are shamed, we will want to run, we will hide, we will feel that loneliness of not being good enough, but we can find our strength and we can heal from these wounds. So our ego mind doesn't take over and allow ourselves to feel less than. And that's really what this is about. Our ego mind wants to protect us. And so it tells us all these things that aren't true to keep you in your corner, to keep you feeling like that you're not good enough and that you are less than, because somehow that feels safe. You know, it's so crazy because it's not true. That is not where we find our safety. Our safety comes in healing these wounds and finding that courage and that strength to step forward and go, hell no, you know what? You can keep your opinions to yourself. Or if it's, you know, just some bystander, you know, thanks for your opinion and walking off and not being all caught up in it, thinking that it's about you, because it's not. Because the truth is, you're amazing, you're smart, you're a beautiful soul that has a beautiful purpose here on earth, and you matter. And how do I know that? Because I've done my healing work. That's how I know that. And I see that in my clients. I tell my clients that. I see your strength. I see your courage. Let me help you find it. And I know that you're going to do the best that you know how to do at any given time. Now, I have done that, whether or not it's been before I started my healing work or during my healing work. At any given time, I did the very best that I knew how. And I have to trust that. And I have to trust that in people around me. I have to even trust these people who are saying these terrible things to me, that that is all that they know. And at any given time, they're doing the very best that they know how. But if we are traumatized, if we have healing work to do, it's going to be very hard to get there. The next thing that I want to share with you is a big truth bomb. And the reason that I share this with you, because it has helped me many, many times remember who I am and remember that, you know, I need to let things go. I need to not take things personally. This truth bomb is one that I love and I use it all the time. And here it is. I'm going to share it with you, because what others say is all about them and has little or nothing to do with you. You are simply a mirror for them. You trigger them as well. So they lash out and try to make you feel less than, or the way that they truly feel about themselves inside. And when I work with kids, I tell them this all the time. They're like, so-and-so at school is saying these things about me, and they're spreading rumors. And it's like, wow, you're a threat to them. Listen to that for a minute. It's like anybody who lashes out at you, you know, especially adults, they're looking at you, you're a threat. You mirror something inside of them that they don't want to look at. And so it's easier for them to judge it, to push it away, to shame you, to blame you. Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe you could, can't believe you would do that to your kids. I can't believe you would say something like that. Oh my gosh. You know, and so we have to remember, when people say stuff like that, it has little to do with us and everything to do with them and their character. I've had to remember this as I've went out on social media. It is a platform for people to hide behind their computer screen. They can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want with little consequences. They can hide from the world. And I've had to remember this in my business, because when people say mean and cruel things, and it's funny, it's usually things about the way you look or I can't believe it's really interesting what people want to nitpick at. But the one thing that I have really, really tried hard to remember is that it is not about me. It says more about their character. It says more about them and the way that they feel about themselves. And actually, now that I understand that, I feel sorry for people when they choose to say mean and cruel things. I think we can get ourselves in social media wars if we choose to. I just choose to stay out of it. I choose not to engage because I know it's not about me and it's everything about them. And it says so much about their character. And I actually now I've gotten to the point where I send them a little bit of love because it's like, wow, how bad they must be hurting inside to say such mean and cruel things about people on the outside. And I understand that now. And I know that. And I want you to understand that too. When people say these mean, cruel things, it has so much to do with what's going on the inside of them and how they feel about themselves and what they feel that they have to do in order to prove themselves to the world and find self-worth than it has anything to do with you. How do we heal from shame? Very first off, I've talked about it through this whole podcast. Do your healing work. Start a healing program. Do something to start moving you through your traumas so that you can find your courage and strength. You cannot find it hiding in the corner. You will never find it hiding in the corner. The world is not going to suddenly come out and prove to you that you're worthy and you're great and you can do fantastic things and that you're an amazing mom. You know, when we're out there seeking that outside reinforcements to reassure us that we're doing a good job, you're probably going to come up disappointed every time because the world doesn't have that to offer to us. We have to offer it to ourselves. In fact, we have to bring that energy into ourselves first before the world starts offering it to us. Because once we start offering that energy to ourselves, we start picking ourselves up, reminding ourselves that we're doing a good job. We start releasing our traumas, doing our healing work. It's funny how the world will turn around. The universe brings that energy back to you. And you will find people telling you, you know what you do? You're such an amazing mom. You're doing such a great job with your kids. Look at how well, you know, whatever it is that you need, that reinforcement, that will come, but you have to give it to yourself first. And you've got to start finding a way to bring in that strength and that courage. So as we release our trauma so that we're not all triggered up by everybody else, we start doing this healing work. This is where we find our strength and our courage. It doesn't come from the outside in. So many times we seek it. We want it. We think that it should be easy and it should come from the outside. And we usually do not get that once in a while. But even in this state, if someone gives you a compliment, you probably wouldn't accept it anyway because you're not in that place to go, thank you. You know, this is one of the next things. This is something that you can do for yourself. Really start just saying thank you. Quit justifying yourself to the world. People give you a compliment, take it. If someone says, oh my gosh, your child's so cute today, thank you. Don't justify it. Don't go, yeah, well, we couldn't really find anything. All of our clothes were dirty, so it was the last thing in the drawer. Shut up. Thank you is all you need to say. That's it. And as you do that, you will get more of those. Also, start building yourself up every day. Jeez, you got out of bed today. Look at you. You're up. You're dressed. Your kids are happy. Congratulations. Good job, Mom. We really have to start offering this to ourselves and then tell yourself, thank you. Thank you is an amazing word. Thank you brings in an energy that I promise you, you want in your life. So start building yourself up and accepting that appreciation and grace and love that you get from other people. So the other thing that I like to talk about, personal development. Start discovering those wounded parts of you. Start working on these parts inside of you that you know you have struggled with. You know, find people to follow. You're here listening to this podcast today. Congratulations. Good job. I hope you find it inspiring. Look for books. Look for people. In my membership, we've been doing Book of the Month. How do I find the book of the month? It's people who have inspired me. People have inspired me along the journey, and I've encouraged my members to read the books that we're reading. Find places for inspiration every day. Find people who have walked your walk, who are ahead of you on that walk, who have a similar journey to you, and follow them. Make sure they're inspirational. Make sure they lift you up. Make sure they require you to be better than you were yesterday. Because that's how we get where we want to go. You've got to be required. You've got to be asked to step out of your shit show, step out of your shame, and allow yourself to step into what you really, truly have always been designed to be. And it's this beautiful, peaceful soul that you can be. So we must be willing to look at the shadows to find the light. The secrets that we hold are not serving us anymore. You know, I don't know about you, but I think back to my childhood, and any time that I was severely shamed, I didn't want to talk about it. And it's because we hide that. We hold that dear. We hold that. It's like the deepest, darkest secret we could ever even think of holding, and we hold it hostage. When in all reality, we need to let it go. And we let it go by allowing it to surface, come to the light, deal with the emotions, the feelings, you know, really deal with, this is where inner child work is freaking amazing. And we let it go. And it is life changing when you're willing to do that. But the longer you hold it hostage, you're not doing yourself or your kids or your family any service at all. Because you are always going to be parenting from a wounded place. I can look back over my life and I can see my younger years, which is part of the plan. And I've totally forgiven myself for being there because I didn't know any better. But at the time, I can now look back and see that I definitely parent from a wounded place for many years. And I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be loved. And I made my decisions from that place. Those decisions were very different from a place of knowing who I am and knowing what is good for my kids and what is best for my kids. And not doing things just to feel loved and accepted, even by my kids, even by people around me. Those decisions are very different. So if you can look at your life and think, how would I parent differently if I was in a place of feeling in control, of feeling that love and that support inside of myself and knowing that I was doing the very best that I knew how to do? What decisions would I make differently? Because I promise you, if you're willing to look at them, they will be very different. So if you can look at these things and see where we're at, we have to learn to be kind of a mirror for ourselves and see what healing work we need to do. What do we need to let go of? You know, if you're feeling unworthy, unloved, and you're looking for the world to do it, you're not going to get it from them. It has to come from inside. This work is an inside job. Healing work is always an inside job. And because you have willing work to do does not make you a bad person. It makes you normal. And to me, when we step out of that and realize, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. As long as we set in this place of something always wrong with us, we're always going to feel less than. But when we discover, you know what? Oh my gosh, why wouldn't I have felt that way? Why wouldn't I have been that way? And forgive myself and forgive those around me. And when I say that, that's a whole other podcast we could talk about on forgiveness, because it's not what you think. To me, forgiveness is really allowing myself to let go of the emotions. It's not about really forgiving the other person for what they did. It's allowing myself to find peace, allowing myself to set in that place of stability and love and joy for myself and know that, you know what? I choose not to hold on to that any longer. To me, that's what forgiveness is all about. But that's a whole other, we could do a whole other podcast on that. And the last thing that I want to bring up is that as we do our healing work, we not only heal ourselves, but we heal our families as well. If you really want to give your kids the best opportunity for life, do your healing work so that you are not parenting from a place of fear and not good enough. Because when you step into that courage and that strength of knowing who you are and your kids see that, my God, what a gift you're giving them. They may not understand it. They may not see it. They may not. This is when you don't wobble on boundaries anymore. You don't tell them yes and then do the opposite. You don't tell them no and then do the opposite and give in. You know, like you have never known before that this is what is in their best interest. And whether or not they're mad at you or they decide they're going to hate you or whatever it is, you know, today kids are going to run away. You know that you've made the best decision for them and you can stand in that. So as we do our healing work, I promise you this strength, this courage will come in for you like you have never known before. And I believe 100% in working with someone so that we can. It is hard. It is hard to really stop judging ourselves and see the things that we have done in our past and see it for what it is and see it from a healing point of view and letting it go. Most of us, our ego gets in the way and we want to judge it and go, oh my gosh, that was terrible. We can't ever talk about that. I can't believe that we even did that. We can't ever let that come to light. We can't ever let anybody know. When really, if you want to do your healing work, it has to come to light. It has to come outside. That energy has to come out of your body and out into the world and allow the universe to take it. This is when we heal. And most of us are not in a place to drop the judgment and to realize this is where working with someone, this is where working with an intuitive healer like me is in your best interest, because they can help you see that. They can help you see who you truly are, and that, you know what, there's no reason to hide from that anymore. You have nothing to hide. The hiding needs to go away. The shameful feelings is we don't need them. They're part of your growth and learning to step out of them, but you don't need it anymore. A lot of people that I work with, I know they've told me, but that's my story. Who will I become if I don't have that story? That isn't your story. That's a small part of your life. It's just a small part. And it's time for it to go. And it's time for us to turn the page and to stop living on that page and writing over the top of everything because we ran out of space to write our story. It's time to turn the page and get a new page. That's it. It's really simple. You still have 5,000 other pages waiting for you. You can choose to stay in that place. You can choose to step forward. I would encourage you highly to step forward. I promise you, when you start doing your own healing work, when you start on this road of personal development, and even if you're in it and you're feeling like, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm kind of stuck. Keep going. Keep going. Keep pushing through. Keep doing it. Because I promise you, it's well worth it. It is totally worth it. And I promise you that as you heal yourself, you heal your kids, you heal your family, you heal those old generational wounds. And that's when things really start changing. That's when you start seeing things for what they are. I believe, and I know it sounds crazy, and I have to remind myself of this sometimes too, because we get so serious in life. We get so caught up in life as adults. I have to remember that this life is just, it's like a play and it's supposed to be fun. And we're supposed to laugh at it. There's comedy in it. There's some serious times, but you know, I have to remember that I'm just part of the play and not take life quite so seriously, because it really, in the end, we're going to look back on it and go, oh my gosh, I spent way too much time stressing out over dumb shit. And that's literally what we do. We spend so much time holding on to things that aren't serving us. We spend so much time sabotaging ourselves and wasting precious energy when we could be moving forward and doing different things, different fabulous things with our lives. And even if you've been there for 20 years, I don't care. Today is a changing day for you. Today you can choose to move forward. Today you can choose to do something else. Today you can choose to do your healing work so that you don't get caught up in the shit show shame of life. That's what it's all about to me. People are going to do what they're going to do. People are going to say what they want to say. People are going to hide behind their computer screens. There's always going to be those people who have to push other people down in order to make themselves feel better. The crazy thing is it only lasts for them for a short minute and they're off to the next one. There's always going to be those people. Are you going to choose to be the resilient one that steps out of it? You know, it's interesting. I was listening when I get ready to do podcasts. I like to listen to what other people have said about mom shame. And it was really interesting because I listened to, it was on YouTube, and it was the first thing that came up about moms and shame. This lady actually told people to stay off of social media. Now you can choose to stay off of social media if you want, but it's not going to take it away for you. You're going to be afraid that the next person's going to say something, and you're going to me, that's not healing the problem. That's not taking care of it from the roots. Putting a freaking band-aid on it and protecting yourself from the world. I want to be resilient against it. I don't want it to be a problem for me anymore. And the funny thing is, as you do your healing work, you'll get less and less of the critics anyway, because they won't want to be around your energy. Your energy will feel nasty to them. Those low vibing people who are choosing to bash the world will feel so, they will feel so nasty around you, they won't say anything. So it's interesting how that happens. But you have to do your healing work so that you send that positive vibration out there, that confidence and that strength out there, and let the world see it, because I know it's inside of you. It's just waiting to blossom and bloom out. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. I love talking about healing shame. I love talking about helping you step out of your mom shame. Most of all, remember that you're doing the very best that you know how. And at any given time, I know that you have done the very best that you know how. And if you can keep that in your mind and remember that as you're going through each and every day, and especially when they feel hard, just remind yourself, you know what? Some days I've got full makeup on and I'm ready to go. And other days, my best day is my pajamas and a ponytail, and it's okay. And I want you to remember that not every day is going to be the perfect day. Not every day is going to look like you want it to do. Drop those expectations of what you think perfection is. And allow yourself to set in the moments, to open up to the beautiful moments. I know for me, being a mom has been one of the hardest yet most rewarding things I have ever done. And I would never take any of it back. I would never go back and say, I didn't want to do that, or I wish I wouldn't have done that, because I don't. I've enjoyed my time. It's been an honor to be able to raise my kids. It's been an honor. But it's because I have realized that, you know what, I was way too hard on myself. I expected way too much out of myself on any given day in my earlier years. And because of that, it caused a lot of stress on my family and a lot of stress on my kids. And as I healed that and did that healing work for that and stepped out of that, I noticed that it made life so much easier. And when I understand that, you know what, not every day is going to look like the most perfect day. Not every day is going to be roses. It's just not. But it's the perfect day, no matter what it was. And tomorrow, thank God, we can do it again tomorrow. And we can try and do something different. Try something else. See what else works. And see where you go with it. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I appreciate you all being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you who are getting up every day and inspiring our kids and doing the very best that you know how to do. And thank you for being willing to do your healing work, because every time you do that, you not only are healing yourself, but you're changing the world. We change it one day at a time. We change it one vibration at a time. And as you can step out of the shame shit show and step into a higher vibration, I promise you, your life is going to look so much different. It's going to be in such a different light. You will see things differently. You will see people around you differently. You'll see your kids differently. And it really is a beautiful sight to see. So I hope this has been helpful. Spend your Mother's Day enjoying you, really honoring you, honoring where you've been, where you're going, and the great things that you're doing in this world. So I love all of you. Thank you for being here. And I hope you have a fabulous day. And we'll see you again on the next podcast. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.